Alive 90.5.
Granville Centre is a state-of-the-art centre and the only place in Sydney's West to offer a hub for community, mentorship, business and leisure under one roof. To kick off the official proceedings, I'd like to invite Auntie Stacey to the microphone.
Tadenura Daregliora Nibadinura Bobo Gumada Majanyana Diaguna Warami Daregnura. This is the land of the Darug Nation. Our connection to country is strong. The spirit of our ancestors walk here still. Welcome to Darug land. Warami Midiga Darug Nura Gui Alawa Walawan Gui Buria Labiala Nangami Wuwarda Darug Nura. Welcome, friends, to Darug Country. Come sit, stay a while. Come, let's sing and share our stories on this beautiful Darug land. Warami Darug Nura.
Good morning. My name is Stacey and I'm proud to say I am a Darug Aboriginal woman. The Darug people were the original custodians of the land upon which we're gathering today. Darug land covers the whole of the Sydney Basin, from the east coast of Sydney, down to Liverpool, out to Wiseman's Ferry and up to the Blue Mountains. So on behalf of my people, I would like to say Warami Midiga Darugura. Welcome, friends, to Darug country. And take this moment to acknowledge my Darug elders, past, present, and those who will follow in their footsteps, who did not freely give over this land, but who have struggled through many hardships to keep our culture alive. I'd also like to acknowledge any other Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are here today and welcome you. I always feel it is a great honour to do a welcome to country. To me, it means so much more than just welcoming you to traditional land. A welcome to country is a sign of respect and acknowledgement of the original custodians of this land. It is an acknowledgement that our culture and heritage has survived. It is to say, yes, I am Aboriginal and I am proud of this fact, after so many years of secrecy and shame surrounding our identity. It is to say Australia was, is and always will be Aboriginal land. Thank you.
Thank you for those fine words and the magical performance. Stacey Jane has recorded a beautiful album and has written so many songs in English and in the Darug language. Thank you, Auntie Stacey. I'd now like to invite the Mayor of Cumberland City Council, Steve Christou, to say a few words.
Good morning and welcome to my distinguished guests who have taken the time to join us today for the official opening of the Granville Centre. I appreciate you all taking the time to be here. I would like to thank Auntie Stacey for her welcome to country and acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, the Darug people, and pay my respects to both elders past, present and emerging. This morning we are joined by a number of key dignitaries. In particular, I would like to acknowledge the Honorary Don Harwin, MLC, Special Minister of State, Minister for Public Service and Employee Relations, Aboriginal Affairs and Arts, the Honorary Natalie Ward, MLC, State Member for Granville, Miss Julia Finn, and my fellow councillors, Deputy Mayor Eddie Sarkis, Councillor Garrard, Councillor Rami, Councillor Saha, Councillor Elmore and Councillor Lake. I would also like to acknowledge Mr Hamish McNulty, Council's General Manager, the Cumberland Council team and all the staff, members of the media and representatives. The Granville Centre is one of the most important projects that our council has delivered since we were established in 2016. The centre that we're standing in today addresses a serious shortfall of facilities in the area. It is going to provide essential social and cultural infrastructure to meet the growing needs of our diverse community. With more housing going up and more people moving to the area, people of all ages are looking for facilities like this one. In 2015, Granville's population was around 12,000, but it's expected to increase by 36% in the next 20 years. We aspire for Cumberland City to be the best place for young people in New South Wales, and I think this centre goes a long way to fulfilling that commitment. We want to change the story of disadvantage in Sydney's West and make Cumberland City a great place to live. We want a strong local economy, and this centre supports that goal and the network of local businesses that surround us here. I know we have some members of the iconic Orjana Chicken here with us today. Orjana started their business in Granville and has become a major draw card for locals and visitors. I would like to take a moment to reflect on what this centre actually provides. This 25 million centre is Council's largest community facility, spanning over 2,000 square metres and over two floors. It is a vibrant meeting place of community supported by Council services and programs. This is more than a community centre. It's a space for residents and people from all walks of life to come together, learn, mentor, innovate and inspire. One of the spaces for use includes a creative suite, which features a music and recording studio and a video studio. We have a range of resources here. This includes digital recording equipment and software, photography and video equipment, along with virtual reality and robotics capabilities. This space is all about the community, where residents can come together, where artists can mentor aspiring talent, and where music and digital enthusiasts can get creative. Across the hallway is a library where kids and residents can start borrowing books as of tomorrow. There's an art gallery and multi-purpose art space where we can showcase some of our best local and emerging artists. There's a new pool, including cafe and kiosk areas, storage and amenities. Outside is a new playground and outdoor recreation facilities where residents can be active. This centre just wouldn't be possible without the support of the state government. This project is partly funded by the Stronger Communities Fund, Major Projects Program and funding arrangements. We thank the New South Wales Government for their contribution and for their investment in Western Sydney. They've helped us make this centre a reality. We look forward to an ongoing relationship where this centre continues to have your support through future funding grants. Together, we will ensure it remains a sustainable and vibrant community asset. Finally, I would like to thank the staff at Cumberland City Council. They have worked tirelessly to deliver this centre, and I appreciate their hard work and commitment to council and community. I would also like to acknowledge my council colleague, who I innocently forgot, Ms. Ola Hamid, as being present here today. I hope you all enjoy today's festivities, and I look forward to talking to you a bit later on. Please enjoy. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd now like to invite the New South Wales Minister of Arts, Minister Don Harwin, to say a few words.
We are so proud of what Council has achieved with the money that's been provided from the Stronger Communities Fund, also the Club Grants Fund, and finally, of course, from the Public Library Infrastructure Grants Fund here at this complex. As part of our government's record $2 billion cultural infrastructure spend that I'm especially proud of, you all know that we are making sure that not too far from here, we are building a state cultural institution presence at Parramatta, which is really just going to be a beacon in this area for communities around Parramatta. And it's great that the Cumberland City committed to supporting the community through arts and culture at this new facility. From housing the Granville Centre Art Gallery, a creative suite with recording studios, artist-in-residence spaces and multi-purpose creative arts workshop spaces, the new $25 million centre will provide opportunities for Western Sydney artists and arts and cultural organisations to provide enriching cultural experiences to this growing and changing community. So in closing, I'd just like to again congratulate the Mayor, all the councillors, all the Cumberland Council staff for making the vision for the Granville Centre a reality for the people of Cumberland to enjoy for many years to come. Thank you, and I'm absolutely delighted to be here today for the official opening.
Alive 90.5.
Good afternoon. And the Mayor's just getting his headset on. It's all live here at the Granville Centre. Good afternoon, Mayor. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Darren. Yourself?
Very good, thank you. And it's wonderful. And Gillian's back with us as well. Good afternoon, Gillian. How are you going?
I've just had a feed, so I have lots of reason to talk even more now. What a wonderful morning. My word, it's been so great. And I know you're a rap fan. Wasn't that wonderful?
Oh, fantastic. Well, D-Man is just great. Every chance I get, we use him on the council events. And hopefully we can get Angel on a lot more as well.
So where to from here now, Mayor? You know, the centre's open. Tomorrow it starts being used?
Absolutely. We open up tomorrow officially to the public, and it's a matter of get people in, get the community in, which I'm absolutely definite we're going to have no problems doing, and use it to the best of its abilities and help our local community.
So the library's open from tomorrow?
From tomorrow.
So anyone can come in, borrow books, go to a quiet room, those sort of things. You're talking about student centre and computers. Is that going to be available soon?
I'm thinking it's tomorrow.
Excellent.
I'm told most facilities are going to be open tomorrow.
Wonderful. That is really superb that this centre is now open to the public here of Cumberland Council and people of Granville. Now, can I ask you, Mayor, what is your most favourite part of this fantastic facility?
I've got to say, it's a recording studio.
Excellent. That's what I love too. Look,
when I saw that, look, it's all great, all fantastic. You know, you got the library, you got the basketball court, you got the student rooms. But when I saw that recording studio, my mouth just dropped. And then I said to the team, can they lay a track here? And they go, yeah. And then I was speaking to D Minor and Angel, and I said, where does this compare? Okay. No, it's up there.
It is up there.
It's above most things we use.
Yes, I went for a tour earlier on when I was looking at the place to see where we would do the live broadcast, and I totally agree with that. It is a great facility, second to none. It's particularly in this area, I have not seen anything like it, apart from our great radio studios, but it's probably even a little bit better than our radio studios being here now, new and modern.
I think the greatness of this centre, the good thing about it is there's something in it for every member of the community, whether it be precious youth and children, whether it be adults that can just come up, have a meet-up, or even your elderly citizens that can come, enjoy a coffee, just socialise, you know, with COVID and loneliness creeping in. It's something like people can just do.
Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Mayor. And we look forward to coming back here and partnering with Cumberland City Council on some great live radio experiences for the youth and for everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Gillian. Cheers.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We are at the launch of the Granville Neighbourhood Centre, Community Centre. It is absolutely beautiful, state of the art, and I've just been through the studios, and my goodness, some people will enjoy that. People like D Minor. And we have him with us today. He's performing here. He's given up his time and be part of this wonderful occasion. Welcome, D Minor. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing really well. Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
It is. Well, this is not the first time we've chatted, you know.
It's
so not only in the studio, but here we are at Granville this morning. How did you get involved here this morning?
I think through your radio station.
Yeah.
I came in and we chatted, and then I met the Lord Mayor.
Yeah.
And it just went from there. Yeah.
Well, he is an absolute rap freak.
He
loves rap. And when I mentioned him, D Minor rap, he said, can we have him? And this was, what, a few months ago
it
now?
It was, yeah.
Things, and here we are, 1st of September. What a beautiful day.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And it's good to see you again.
Yeah.
your rap music. Tell us a little bit about D Minor.
Yeah, so I guess my music is, I love to create music that's kind of raw and authentic, and that kind of speaks a bit about my journey and what I've been through, and been able to, I guess, use the power of music to, I guess, help inspire others. And I know that growing up, I experienced a lot of adversity, and being able to, and a lot of struggle, and being able to put that into like lyric form, and being able to express that in a song, and share with other people that have gone through anything, and hopefully, you know, help inspire them along the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's certainly a lot of, not only young people, older people, like the Lord Mayor that loves the rap, and I've listened to your song, that one song called Concrete Pillows. It's amazing because that was your life for a long time.
It was
about concrete pillows. Give us a little bit of a background on that one.
Yeah, so growing up, I experienced homelessness, due to neglectful upbringing, and I went through a variety of foster homes and refuges. And music was something that helped me survive. Being able to just throw on headphones and just escape was something that it's just something that I loved and enjoyed. So started writing, and being able to put that into song for me was something that was powerful in it. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's not only inspiring people, but it's also taking you places.
Yeah.
I've seen you on various TV shows. Yeah. How's that been?
I mean. Yeah, good. It's been great. I mean, being able to, I went on Australia's Got Talent. So being able to go on that, and the main reason, I guess, was to shed light on youth homelessness, shed light on the situation, and being able to, draw my music into that, but it's really good. It's been crazy. I just feel like writing lyrics from a young age, being able to just pursue that, and something that I love and enjoy.
Yeah. Right, excellent. And of course, get to know D Minor. You know, if you want Australia's Got Talent, we need to know D Minor. And I must say, we're fortunate at Alive 90.5 to have had you in the station a few times now, and you're local. You know,
I am local.
You're within our local area, and that's even better. Just about your music. Rap, it's different. So there's a beat, there's a rhythm. I don't know, I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
What comes first to you? The beat or the lyrics?
The beat. I have to feel the beat. I've got to have a theme that I've got to write about. I've got to have a theme that I've got to write about, and then I'll find music for that. Because I like music that's kind of have... Well, I love like piano. I play pianos. So I love the piano and strings. I love having something that is kind of emotional and raw.
Mm-hmm.
And then throwing lyrics on top of that, which are also... raw and authentic is I guess that's kind of how I create my projects.
Do you collaborate a lot with other musicians?
Occasionally I do. I've released a few songs, and one of my songs with Ali Simpson, Concrete Pillow, released with her, and then Zeke Power from The Voice. So a few different artists, being able to, I guess, draw other singers and other talents.
Sure.
I feel like that's part of like rap music as well, being able to collaborate with other artists.
Lovely. What's the future for D Minor?
So I've got a few songs being released towards the end of the year. This month, actually, 1st of September. Yeah. So.
Today.
Yeah. So 1st of September.
Oh, wow. Should we get that on today, or can we get it at the station?
For sure. I mean, it hasn't been mastered yet or mixed, but it's in the works. Releasing a few more music and just continuing to pursue it.
I don't like to throw the word in, but I will, because this is the time we find ourselves in. It's called COVID.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for COVID, where would you have been out travelling?
Right now I would be coming back to Australia, because usually during winter I usually go to LA.
Okay.
So I'm usually in LA for winter here, summertime there, and then I usually come back for spring. And it's not intentional. It's just the way that I guess the opportunities have arose over the last few years. I'd be coming back here. But a few overseas things, some stuff international, like Melbourne. I had a few things. Some stuff in Tasmania, but everything's put on hold at the moment, which has been a little bit difficult. But I mean, it's been good at the same time, being able to just relax and write and just kind of be a bit more
take
freedom,
the time
creative.
Out at home, and
take the
like
time.
Everybody else has just sit back and gone, you know what, I need to make use of this time. So you've written lots of lyrics.
I've written many songs, which has been great, because being able to, I guess, always work on your craft is a good thing.
So I hear you say you come back to Australia. I know New Zealand is home. How often do you go to New Zealand?
Once a year.
Once a year, okay.
If that.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a while. I am planning on doing something towards the end of the year, hopefully, but probably not at this stage.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to your performance this morning.
Yeah.
And again, it's great to meet you. And please make Live 90.5 your home when the new music comes out. I know it's not music that we play often on our station, but we can make amends for those that we like.
Thank you so much. Yeah, great to be here. So thank you for having
me. Good to have a chat this morning, and we're certainly looking forward to that wonderful performance this morning.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day, and yeah, I'm sure you'll be back. You should go and check out the studios at the back.
Yeah, I did. I had a look this morning. Word. They're amazing. Yep. World-class studios.
It gives me an idea for what we need to do, Darren, in the back room at the studio.
Yeah, really nice studios. Yep.
Lovely. Thanks, D Minor, and we'll catch you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Alive 90.5. We are heading them over this morning. Some lovely performances that we have at the Granville launch this morning. Another artist, great artist, local to the area. And what is better than having the local people come and be a part of this launch? I have got a girl with me this morning. And she's looking like a pilot. We only just see her right now, but looking cool. Welcome, Agil. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Excellent. Well, lovely to meet you. It's the first time I meet you myself.
Lovely meeting you too.
So you're local? Always been in the area?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Granville. I live about 5 minutes from here, so it's very convenient that it's just up the road and I can come here whenever I want, and it's a lovely space. So I'll definitely be here all the time.
Excellent. Well, I'm intrigued by the stage name. How did you get to Agil?
Well, I've been through a lot of different stage names.
Yes.
One being Angel, and I had stuck with that name for ages, but I just felt like it was time for like a new fresh start. Mm-hmm. So the way that I came up with Agil, my real name is Hinenui Terangi, and yeah, it's okay. a super long name. Yeah, yeah, so I was like, I'm going to need a stage name. So yes. Hine in English means girl,
okay.
And I took the A from Angel, and so I just combined basically my real name and my old stage name and to make a new one.
Wow, that seems like there was a lot of thinking about
it. There was a lot of different other names that I had. All of them, which I can't remember now, but I went through a process of just like eliminating all of the ones that I didn't like and had to really sit down and think about it, but I'm happy with Agil.
You're happy with that one? And yeah, you're staying with this one for
yes,
now?
Yes, definitely.
Lovely. So what's your music like? What's your genre that you like to do?
I think I would explain it as R&B hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a merge of the two. I really... I was born and raised on like albums such as Destiny's Child and Bob Marley. My mum really played that a lot growing up, so that's influenced my music and how I make music now. But yeah, it's just like a merge of R&B and hip hop.
Great. Have you been doing many performances?
Yeah. I've been gigging and performing since I was about 10 years old. Ever since I told my mum I wanted to start singing, she started up a family reggae band for me. And my uncles just all knew how to play bass, guitar, drums. So we were just like, it makes perfect sense. We'll start up a band. And I did that. And I started gigging around Sydney at a very young age. And then I grew up and started venturing off and doing my own gigs and writing my own music and gigging ever since.
Excellent. You did music at school too, I take it?
Yeah, yes. I started off in the choir in primary school. I was like, I always sung just like to myself or to my friends, and my teacher found out one day and she was like, you should join the choir. And I was like, all right, like, yeah, let's do it then.
Excellent. Well, obviously your family background is very musical, and I know your culture is about music, so it comes to you very easily. Do you play an instrument as well?
No, I wish I did, but I get my nails done all the time, so it's very hard to play piano or to play guitar. But if I did, I have been, like, ever since we've gone into like COVID lockdown and stuff, I've just been trying to pick up instruments where and when I can. So I've been playing a little bit of piano here and there, so hopefully I get better at that.
So I take it you write your own music then too?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I write my own music. I only started writing a couple of years ago. And sometimes when I get stuck, me and my sister write together all the time. And my mum as well. She joins in all the time as well. And it's really good. It's really helpful writing with my family, because it's just like a bond that is unbreakable. And it's just when it comes to writing my music, it comes across in my music. You can just tell it's very authentic and real. And I like it being like that. So, yeah, I love writing music by myself, but with my family as well.
And the good thing with that is it's storytelling.
Mm.
Because I'm a bit of old school, mm-hmm. So I like the music that told stories, you know, like today's thing, they've got one verse, a chorus and I have a bridge and they come back and they
keep. Yeah.
So in the old stuff, there was lots of storytelling. Even if it was a romance or it was a party out somewhere. Is that how you write music too, stories?
Yeah, it's kind of how I started off writing. I could never write personally about my stories because I felt like it was very, it's very daunting and emotional trying to get into a studio and talk about your real life issues. So I took it upon myself to kind of write in a storytelling way where I would write about friends' experiences or things that I saw. And I always loved poetry. I started off writing poetry. So I guess poetry is storytelling in itself. So that's how I started off writing, but I make music here and there. That's more of the new school stuff where it's just like chorus and a verse and a chorus and a verse.
Oh well, that's kind to stay more current, as they would say. You know, you got to be the current, do what people want now, otherwise you're never going to get out there.
You'll fade quick.
Absolutely. So like I asked the other artist, do you do your lyrics first or do you do your beats first? How does it work for you?
It switches up. Some days I like going in with a producer and I like him making the beat from scratch.
Yeah.
Some days I like dedicating 2 or 3 hours just writing with no music, just by myself, kind of just free writing or poetry sort of things. But I think my process of writing music when I'm trying to like make a song, I like the beat being made first and then I write my lyrics over it.
How many have you got out so far?
I think I have now 4 songs out.
Lovely. Yeah. Well, please share them with the Live 90.5 because we'd love to do the local stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
With the local community radio and pop in when you're around. To come
for sure, I would love that.
Yeah. I mean, bring mum with because she's your, you know, I know all about mums and being there for the support and all of that.
Yeah, that's definitely.
And you're
going to
be performing for us today.
I am. I can't wait.
And original too.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely. A song about Granville. It's called 2142, and it's the postcode of Granville. So I just thought it was fitting.
Oh, how lovely! Yeah. I'm sure the mayor would be absolutely gobsmacked.
Yeah, he heard a little snippet this morning, and he was like, "Ooh, I like that song."
He's a very good on rapping.
I heard.
That's how we got him introduced to D-Minor because he loved rapping. He goes, "Oh, you got to come to the opening."
Oh, really? That's so cool. That's really cool.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your performance, and you know, we'll hear more of you. Before we go, have you been in any of the talent quests on TV? Have you applied?
Yeah, I did. I did them when I was younger, but I kind of. It was a cool experience, but I just kind of moved on from that and did my own writing. Mm. And once I found my sound and found myself growing up into like a young adult, I really loved and realized that like that was really cool. Mm. The TV shows was really cool, but like moving on and moving forward and growing older, finding myself and writing my own music was the best way to go.
Collaborating with anybody yet?
Oh, all the time. Really? It's been amazing. Everybody's just been in a really collaborative state of mind.
Yeah.
Everybody's really happy with collaborating with each other, artists, producers, even just dancers, collaborating with musicians as well. It's really cool.
And I suppose with COVID now, you know, you couldn't do much outside of your home, so you could always just go to a studio and social distance, so to say. Nobody needs to know.
Definitely. or like they're doing... like Zoom calls now and stuff. They're doing Zoom sessions. So instead of like you going into the studio with a producer, he'll Zoom you from the studio and you're just at home in your pajamas, you know, just got out of bed and you're like, let's start work.
Excellent. Well, lovely chatting. And as like I said before, come and join us at the
station,
and we'd love to share your music with us. You know, we've got a good program on a Saturday morning where they do lots of young music. I should give them your music and put them on there.
I would love that.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank
Enjoy
you very
the morning.
Much.
Alive 90.5.
G'day, Sydney. We have today, this is your host, Ainsley Dennis, and we are about to interview the youth leader of Granville Youth Community Centre, Hanno. Hanno, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Pleasure.
Awesome. So, Hanno, tell me what's happening today?
Well, today is just basically the grand opening of our new centre in Granville, in the heart of Granville. And now we got MPs, Cumberland Council workers and just some youth representatives who used to come here before. So, yeah.
Awesome. So I've had a look around, by the way, yeah. And I must say that I'm amazed. I mean, the centre is like, it's really top class.
Yes,
100%. So tell me some of the features, some of the facilities that you have that you haven't had before.
Well, actually, so we got everything that we have here, it's more defined, more like updated. Yeah. Before, we used to have a studio, but you know, you had broken guitars and, you know, we just made it, you know, we tried to make it work. And now that we got it at our own, you know, at our disposal, and then we got it here, that council actually took into consideration when we had our consultations before the youngsters in the area. So that was a period of 2 years consultation with all the young people in Cumberland. And so we got now a youth space, a recording studio, and the green grass, multi-purpose sports grass at the back. So yeah, I think that everything just falls in place.
Definitely. You know? One thing I can say, I've seen the recording studios, I've seen the music where you can actually have podcasts and you can do live feeds. It's just absolutely stunning. And the actual soundproofing is amazing.
Yeah.
Tell me something about some of the facilities. So you also look like, it looks like you're also doing some, you have workshop rooms and breakout rooms, etc.
Yeah. So the rooms, like we have new, what's new here to the centre is the library.
Yeah.
The library. And the art gallery.
Yeah.
So that's new. The breakup rooms we have, I guess it's more like to use it commercially or for the community, you know, community organisations where they can come and use it, you know, running programs and
definitely
whatever that's need to help the community and the young people in our community.
And do you have to be in Granville to take advantage, or
no,
you can be a resident? Because, I mean, Granville's 2142, eh?
Yeah, 2142.
Yeah.
Cumberland covers from all the way to Wentworthville, Westmead, Auburn, Baralla. So yeah, it's massive in our Cumberland Council. We even before we even had students come out from Western Sydney just to come and use our studio.
Awesome.
You know, so now that we have the top of the arts mechanisms and all that, mate, there's no stopping us now.
Awesome.
You know,
no, it's great. You're getting the youth off the streets, you're bringing them in, you're helping them, giving them some skill, teaching them, letting them that whole community feel, and you're actually making sure that they're not doing anything that they shouldn't be doing on the streets.
No, you're right. I can speak from experience because I've been coming here for a long time, even when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And just the sense of community that we have here, no matter if you're, you know, what area, different areas you're from.
Yeah.
This is, I guess, our heartbeat, our hub. Yeah. There, where we can be safe and express ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think this is what paints what Granville is and what it's about.
Definitely.
You know, and that brings out the creativity of all young people.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know, recording a video or a song, you know, or doing arts. So this is basically, I guess now, the heart of Western Sydney, because we are leading now in Western Sydney, right now, you know.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to say. The disengaged students, you have some of them, but I guess this is where they can come and aspire to be something.
Definitely.
You know, and this centre made me who I am today. You know, being this young leader, and also me to envision that I would like to become a young MP myself as a Pacific Islander.
Excellent.
You know? So,
what island are you from, by the way?
I'm from Tonga.
Oh, Malolele.
Malolele, yes.
So one thing I want to ask you, what if you were on the streets, what do you need to do to actually become a member or be part of the youth centre? Is there a fee involved?
Nah,
is it a membership?
Just come in. Okay. Introduce yourself. Don't be shy, you know. We don't bite, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this is, we want every young people to come and feel welcome.
Awesome.
This is their hub, this is their home.
Excellent, love it. And the other thing is there anything out there for businesses that want to participate and support, and anything you want to put out there for any assistance or anything?
Well, you know, as that time's, you know, keeps going, comes, we have, I guess there'll be opportunity for businesses to get involved, you know, local businesses where they can help the young people in the area. us Cumberland area, we have basically the largest multicultural young people here in Sydney.
Yeah.
So I guess there's opportunities where they can you know, invest in our young people.
Definitely.
And at the same time, we can give back to our community.
Yeah.
So it works. You know, it's a versus vice, a win-win situation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is there like programs, coaching programs to help the kids as well?
There will be. There will be, because before we used to have education, financial education here.
Yeah.
Where we used to teach the young kids how to open a, I don't know, a bank account, or how to manage their
finances,
budget.
Yeah, that's and it. Budgeting that's and all it. Those things. Yeah.
Because when we see money, we spend.
Oh, yeah. You know why? You spend money, it makes you happy.
That's it. 100%. But now it's more like working smarter with what you have.
Definitely.
You know, so yes, there will be programs.
Yeah.
But soon, you know, until we get our feet running and, you know, at the moment, we're just walking at the moment.
Awesome.
So when we start getting our feet firmed in our new home, and then we'll start coming up with all these programs, and we'll get it out there to the community.
Awesome. So today was a launch. When is it actually active? When is the centre? Because obviously everyone's going to be here. They're going to all come popping, and it's going to be like this big.
I know.
So when can people start coming to see the centre?
I guess, probably next week or so.
Oh, next week.
Yeah, so in the coming days. Okay. But at the moment, like today, I've been getting phone calls from all these young people. They're like, oi, we're coming. I'm like, no, don't come. It's invites only. And they're like, wait, I'm coming. I'm on my way. And I'm like, no, go to school. So they want to really, you know, they're eager to come.
Yeah.
They're eager to come and get in, you know, get it straight into the recording studio. Just check it out.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, when you do have that date, I definitely want another date, because I've got a friend from Canterbury Bulldogs, Polynesian, and he wants to come and
thank you.
You probably know him, Ofahiki Ogden.
No, not too familiar.
Basically, he's from Tonga. Come on.
How rude of me.
No, all good.
No, that, but that will be
the
privileged.
Bulldogs aren't quite high up on the league, so I can understand.
Oh, no, it's all right. We got it. But this is, we're all Doggy supporters anyways.
Oh, okay.
If it's not Doggies, then we're the Parramatta Eels. Okay. So, yeah.
Awesome. No, great. Well, thank you for joining us. And it's been a great, as I said, a great opening. And I wish you all the success.
Thank you so
for
much.
Future. And I can see great and wonderful things happening.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.